This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. I hope you had a happy Valentine's Day and a happy President's Day. And I'm happy to be talking to you from my basement at this moment. So my husband lost a fight and I got to call the painters. And the upstairs of the house is finally getting painted after many, many years of looking really bad. We called professional painters and the house is getting painted. It was one of those things my husband said, I'll get to it. And around COVID, he went around with the, spackle or whatever and started patching things. Well, I've been looking at that for 6 years. So I called the painters, which sounds so fancy. I didn't call the painters. Tara, who does my hair, her brother is a painter. So I called Tara's brother. She sent him over, and now I'm in the basement. I took everything off the first floor, and I put it down here in the basement. I got my chicken collection. I got my hot rollers. I've got my picture frames. Everything is down here with me in the basement next to the furnace and the wash machine. Because when I put things back upstairs after it gets painted, alabaster, by the way, just white, after it gets painted, I'm going to be really mindful about what I put back. I'm going to be really mindful about what I put back. And I am taking that mantra into the rest of my year. I'm going to be really mindful about what I put into my life, what I accept in my life. And I'm inviting you all to come on that journey with me. Maybe you're already on that journey of your own. So on Valentine's Day, we had our Valentine's Zoom. And if you weren't on the Zoom, I want to share all of that with you. We gathered together, a bunch of women, 9 o'clock on Valentine's morning, and we said, hello, love. There we were, all dressed in red and pink, looking adorable. We began this way, that I believe there is a wave of love sweeping the country. All right, just think for a minute. Close off your mind to the news and just think about the wave of love that's sweeping the country, possibly the planet. Do you feel it yet? My mission today is to remind everybody to say hello to love every time we see it. We see it more often than we admit it. So we're going to start with the monks, the Buddhist monks and their walk of peace. They walked 2,300 miles on a peace pilgrimage from Fort Worth, Texas to Washington, D.C. They walked 20 miles per day. They ate one meal a day. Pardon me, there were issues and accidents, and one monk lost his leg, had to have it amputated. But this group, they kept walking. Their message, unity and compassion and healing for our nation. That was their message, unity and compassion and healing for our nation. We saw them walking in their robes with their dogs, and we cried. And what did they see when they walked past us? One monk said, they only saw our cell phones. He said, so often people gather to watch us, but all we see are their phones. He called them our lovers. I didn't see them myself. I had read this. So let's all please continue to take our sunset photos and put them on Instagram. But before and after, let's be with our sunsets. Let's be with our sunsets before we post them. Let's be with our families. Let's feel like it used to feel when we were just out at the restaurant having a birthday party in the moment, not staging the photo for social media. Another monk said, this is the beautiful thing about peace. When you give it away, it doesn't diminish. When you give peace away, it multiplies. And when you share joy, you don't lose it. He said, you create more. Same thing with love. In our nation today, it's been hard to find unity and compassion. We've seen murder on the streets of innocent Americans, but we've also seen 50,000 protesters in Minneapolis walk in peace, 10 degrees below zero. The editors of The Nation magazine nominated the people of Minneapolis for the 2026 Nobel Peace Prize. This nomination recognizes the whole city, all the residents who sustained nonviolent resistance. They did a lot of community organizing, they had mutual aid networks, and they were fighting for the protection of vulnerable communities. This is rare, possibly unprecedented, the nomination of an entire city's population. That's love. That is love. So let's say hello. Bad Bunny, speaking after the Grammys and before the Super Bowl, said, yeah, English is not my first language, but it's not America's either. And I say hello, love, to that. Let's throw love back in history. We are starting to see a shift in how people, especially Americans, view America. Many, not all, but many are realizing, as this phrase is often repeated, no one is illegal on stolen land. I'm hearing that everywhere. Younger generations see that white men have had a history of taking what they want, and they're standing up for everyone's rights now to be who they are. And then at the Super Bowl, Bad Bunny helped us reimagine America when he listed every country on the North American continent. So, wow, let's open the lens wider and see that we draw the lines. We humans draw the lines. But one America, from South America right up to Canada, that is a whole lot of continent to love, so much more to love, if you look at it that way. And I realize it's easier as the grandchild of immigrants to look at the world that way. If your people have been here for a long, long time, you don't see the world as immigrant families do. For those who grew up, you know, listening to a different language being spoken at home, for those who never felt like America was their first home, for those who had ancestors somewhere else, those of us who were raised that way can really reimagine a new America now and make room for other people as Americans made room for my grandparents. Did you hear my boiler just turn on? Yep, I'm down here in the basement. So more America to love. And there is so much reason to feel hopeful. Really, really hopeful. Do a quick Google search of positive developments in 2026. I did, and I found there's been a rapid healing of the ozone layer, projected full recovery by 2066. There have been major breakthroughs in cancer treatment and a 35% reduction in death risk. There has been a significant expansion of renewable energy. Costa Rica is running almost entirely on green energy. The ocean cleanup people, they've removed millions of pounds of plastic out of our oceans. And my dryer just got done. Did you hear that? Burkina Faso, a country in West Africa, is successfully restoring land to combat hunger. Medical advancements, crazy. Successful trials for tooth regrowth, the first ever whole eye transplant, and gene therapy is now curing, quote, incurable genetic diseases. All right. Global extreme poverty has dropped to under 10% globally, right? Australia and Florida enacting strict social media bans for minors for the sole reason of improving mental health. And there's new AI tools capable of detecting 130 health risks while we're sleeping. All of these innovations came through the human spirit, through ordinary people working hard and working together to make things better for strangers, for the world at large. I have to say hello, love, to that. That is so much love in action, but we don't call it love. We call it science or innovation. It's love. Now, it seems to me news outlets and social media benefits when we fight with each other. So let's not take the bait. Let's pledge to love and love more. From driving on the road with kindness to smiling more, or as my yoga teacher Ellen says, feel your power, feel your strength, feel your kindness. Our kindness is more powerful than hate. Love is more powerful than hate. So I guess I don't have to give a spoiler alert now. We probably all know how the Olympics came out for Ilia Melanin, touted to win the gold, fell twice, came in eighth. Well, I got to tell you this crazy story. Ilia's friend is a skater in the Hudson Valley. He was an alternate on the Olympic team. And this past Saturday morning, as I was preparing for my Valentine's Zoom, my husband went off to skate at Ice Time in Newburgh, and there was Ilya's friend. And I don't want to mention his name because this kind of isn't my story to tell, but I want to share a piece of it. So my husband saw Ilya's friend on the ice and, you know, fist bumped him and said, "Hey, so sorry, dude, you know, that was crushing." And the young man said, the young skater said, "No, dude, it's all good. It's all good. I spoke to Ilya last night and Ilya said, this isn't going to break me. This isn't going to break me." My husband called me right before I went on the Zoom and he told me that story because we were both feeling so bad at the Olympics, you know, having watched the kid the night before. I did not know my husband knew Ilya's friend from the skating rink. I guess we got to talk more. Anyway, he called me and he says, "Honey, I just want to tell you this story. You know, this skater talked to Ilya and Ilya said, this isn't going to break me." That touched me so much. "This isn't going to break me" has become my new rallying cry. Our world has been crazy lately, but this is not going to break us. This is not going to break us. And think about things in your life and maybe it puts things into perspective. This is not going to break us. Whatever it is, you're going to get through it. So if you follow astrology, and I follow it like, you know, so loosely, but if you follow astrology, you know 2026 is wildly cited as the year of great beginnings. It's also being called the Great Reset. I guess several major outer planets are shifting signs simultaneously, and this hasn't occurred with this specific intensity in decades. So this year marks a transition from heavy earthbound energy to high speed, fire and air. And it's also focused on personal sovereignty. I love that phrase, personal sovereignty, while I take a sip of my green juice. So I had to Google, like, all right, what is personal sovereignty? Here's what I found. The recognition and enactment of absolute independent authority over one's own life, body, thoughts, and actions. It is taking full responsibility for all of our choices, outcomes, and acting as the ultimate self-governing authority rather than relying on external validation. I think we've gotten pretty far away from personal sovereignty. You know, when so much of what we do, what many do, is for external validation. Imagine actually being responsible for everything in your life or being the authority for everything in your life. And I know right away people are thinking, I can't be the authority. You know, my grandkids are in charge or my husband's schedule is in charge or my boss is in charge. But self-ownership is the moral right to control your own life. Internal authority, trusting your inner guidance, responsibility and freedom, making choices that reflect true, authentic power. It's also emotional and mental freedom, taking ownership of our thoughts and behaviors and healing. It's often described as a state of self-mastery. Embracing personal sovereignty means refusing to allow others to dictate our worth or our path. Let's refuse to allow others to dictate our worth or our path. Let's foster a sense of inner security and self-determined purpose. That just feels so right. Hello, love. Let's feel our power and feel our strength and feel our kindness. Let's do something good and feel how good it feels and know that when we do good and share good, it multiplies. We don't lose, we gain. In the later part of the Zoom, we had two special guests. One was Jessica, a young woman who was adopted as a child. She has just adopted a child as a single mom. And she shared a little bit of her journey with us. And we got to say hello, love to her beautiful little baby. And Daisy Jopling, the world-renowned violinist, was also a guest on the Valentine Zoom. And she shared with us something that she is creating to share with the rest of the world this summer, and that's a musical that she's working on with Native Americans. And I know she's British, and she's working on a musical about the healing between Native Americans and the colonists. It's a musical, I know, with Native American dancers. And it all takes place in heaven, where there is a great reconciliation, right? And as I've said many times on the show and elsewhere, when we get wherever we're going, we're going to recognize each other as pure love. We're going to forgive each other for everything. So my cry is, why wait? Why wait till we get to heaven? Let's forgive now. Let's forgive and forget. That's your thing. Let's love now. We're going to get to the place where it's all love. And we're going to say, dang, I should have gotten on this boat a little sooner. So let's love now. Let's love now. Joanne posted in a circle of women just, I think, today about the year of the fire horse. Okay, so a little bit more about that, because it's starting right now and it's with us until February 7th of 2027. Oh, you're going to hear the year of the fire pugs in a minute, because the painters just came back from lunch and they're walking around upstairs. If Tucker's not asleep, it might get loud. Anyway, six elements of the year of the fire horse. Here we go. Fire. Passion intensifies. What once flickered now blazes. Your inner spark will not be ignored. Okay? Movement. Energy surges forward. Delays dissolve. What once circled aimlessly now finds clear direction. I'm loving it. Courage, boldness rises naturally. You speak sooner. You act decisively. You trust yourself deeply. These are the six elements of the year of the fire horse. Freedom, restrictions loosen. Old roles fall away. You choose expansion over obligation. That's your personal sovereignty right there. Speed. Acceleration defines the year. Decisions come swiftly. Results follow just as quickly. Rebirth. Reinvention becomes inevitable. A stronger version of you emerges. Untamed. Unapologetic. Unstoppable. Oh, goodness. I am so excited for the year of the fire horse. And I have to tell you, the Shine On retreat that's coming up March 6th through 8th at Narriandale, the theme is rebirth. And that theme was chosen long before I knew it was the year of the fire horse. We chose rebirth because that weekend is the birthday of Let It Shine, the nonprofit that was born out of this little podcast. So Let It Shine is going to be 6 years old. So we thought, all right, that's the weekend Narriandale gave us. Let's make it about the birthday. Let's make it about rebirth for everyone. So if you want to get in on some of this rebirth action, we've got a few spots left for the women's retreat, March 6th through 8th. And I say a few spots left. I can tell you we have 37 women signed up with 8 commuters. So we can take probably 10 more women and handful more commuters. Narriandale.org for more information. Okay. And that I didn't do all this for a sales pitch, but there you have it. Something else happened besides Valentine's Day, and that was President's Day. And I was just Googling around about President's Day, and I found a quote that I just so much want to share with you. What happened with iPhones? Did they update? I used to be able to find everything. Now I can't find anything. All right, I found it. I found this quote from Jimmy Carter. I forget Jimmy Carter was a president. He was only a one-term president, but then he went on for decades to do so much with Habitat for Humanity. So, another sip of my green juice. Found this quote from Jimmy Carter in honor of President's Day. I have one life and one chance to make it count for something. I'm free to choose that something. That something, the something that I've chosen, is my faith. My faith demands that I do whatever I can, wherever I can, whenever I can, for as long as I can, with whatever I have, to try and make a difference. And that he most certainly did. He made a difference. And maybe we can't make a difference on the scale of Jimmy Carter, but we can make a difference in our own homes, in our own families, in our own heads, in our own heads. I shared on the Circle of Women on Facebook recently, and I may have mentioned it here too. I am now getting up 3 times a week at 6 o'clock in the morning to exercise with a group of women on Zoom. It's part of Prana Moon Yoga's boot camp. They've been at this since COVID. I'm new. I am amazed at what this has done for my mental health. Amazed at what it has done for my mental health. Amazed. So if I make a difference with my own mental health, that ripples out into everything I do. So please don't, if you need to take care of something in your life, please don't think you're being selfish. You know, do the thing you need to do to take care of the amazing human creature that you are on this mysterious ride, on this mysterious planet. Do everything you can to be the best you can be, because, hey, it's the year of the fire horse. Things are going to be popping. I thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On, and I hope I see you very soon, and thanks for listening.